We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Patriots, that's, I think the Warriors, I think I would take the Patriots in that bet, guys. I know those are two, that was a great Patriots. Great comparison, Covey, because the Warriors are going to be a playoff team, and the Patriots, I think, will too. But if you said which one the thing has a better chance,
hang on.
I think the odds would be in my favor.
I got to get legal here. Just give me a second. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, a radio.com sports station. Kozlow and Dibbs, Ryan Covey in for Dan Dibley. I'm Jim Cozumel. Lorenzo Neal is here. That's an interesting take you give me there. So it's,
I think,
the Patriots
being homers.
Who will have the better playoff run next year? Would you put your money on the Patriots next year with no Tom Brady? Would you put your money on the Warriors with a return of Clay after a serious knee injury, with an older Steph, with Draymond, and not knowing what Andrew Wiggins still can give you? 888-957-9570, because we are inside of a month of the NFL season, and that is a good way to blend the two together. We love our NBA here in the Bay Area. We know it's a crap year for a number of reasons. This is a fun one, though. Covey, I don't even think it's close. I think it's Warriors. I'm putting my cake. I'm putting my chicken.
Wow.
I am putting it all on. You give me those two choices, and let me tell you this. If the Patriots have the better playoff run than the Warriors, take the Lombardi name off the trophy and make it the Bill Belichick Award, and everyone can play for the Belichick every year. That's what, and I gave you that in my crystal ball on the 100th anniversary of the Super Bowl. They will then take away the Lombardi Trophy. They will add the name Bill Belichick. That's how much greater the Patriots have been than any other franchise, and that includes the 49ers' greatness, which is the second level of greatness in the NFL history. But that's how great Bill Belichick is, that they should call it the Bill Belichick Trophy. That's how much I believe in them.
Dinner, you too. I'm taking that bet. You too. Dinner.
Really?
Anywhere you want. Yep.
Done.
All right. Done. Hey, House of Prime Rib. I'll see you soon. Here's the thing.
Can we go to steak? I'm not a prime rib guy. I got to be honest with you. I think the most overrated meat on the planet is prime rib.
Hey, spoiler alert. You can still get a steak at the House of Prime Rib.
Just, I don't know if you can. I've looked at their menu. Can you get steak there, or is it all just prime rib?
Hang on.
You can get steak, too.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You can?
Yes.
I want a filet.
Hold me for 1 second on this. All right, yeah, please. A little medium rare.
Prime rib is overrated. 888-950-9570.
I just said the damn House of Prime Rib. I don't care where we go to dinner. I'm trying to make a point about the Patriots.
I know, but you got under my skin with a prime rib. Prime rib is overrated as a meat.
All right,
go for it.
You know what? I'll
help him out. Go ahead,
Kobe. All right, yeah. I'm just trying to get low to pay for a
get
big
your take.
For us.
Get
That's
your take.
All right. New England Patriots, 225 points allowed last year. Spoiler alert: Tom Brady doesn't play defense. That was number one in the NFL. They still have an elite defense. Now that offense has got more holes than the Titanic. I'll give you that. They got problems galore right now, and I'm rooting for Cam. I am. I thought that Carolina did him kind of dirty. They need to put some respect on my man Cam's name. I'm looking forward to seeing what happens there. But there's too much of a championship culture there, too much of a championship pedigree, and the Belichick effect, that is a massive effect on any football team. And now, I will say this, though. Bill's going to be a lot better this year. That's a quality outfit they got in Buffalo right now.
Wow, when's the last time anyone said that? Last time someone said that, Jim Kelly was under center.
Yeah, Thurman Thomas was toting the rock. Andre Reed, Cornelius Bennett, they were stacked. A little Pete Metzelaars for you. But I'll tell you.
Couldn't beat the Cowboys.
You're right about that. The Jets, you know, we'll see what happens. But the AFC, a lot of great teams. Big Ben's back in Pittsburgh. I got Baker Mayfield putting out Instagram photos of him working out. Don't need to hear anything from him until he does it on the field. Ravens are the standard in the North. Obviously, the Chiefs are there. The Titans. There's a lot of really good teams in the AFC, so it's going to be hard to navigate. In the NBA, it's different. Eight teams make the playoffs, and I know that there's a lot of good teams in the Western Conference in the NBA. But the Golden State Warriors, with two, maybe potentially three Hall of Famers, I don't know where you come down on Draymond and his Hall of Fame worthiness, but two for sure.
Cool.
Throw a little Wiggins in there, a little mid-level exception, a little traded player exception, and a lottery pick. Let's go. That's a playoff team for me, boys. That dog will hunt.
I'm with you. I think that they're a playoff team, but you guys are missing. I think New England's going to win that conference. You got to realize Cam Newton. Ooh. You got to realize Cam has got so much pressure because he's going to be under Belichick and what they're going to do offensively. You got to realize the offensive coordinator. He's going look what he did with Tebow. He's going to be able to create. He's going to be able to do things. He's going to be able to do things that he wasn't able to do with Tom Brady. It's not like Cam can't throw the ball. Defense is going to have to be more honest. And when you don't have a great offense,
Who's you have a mobile quarterback.
I love Tebow. I'm a Tebow guy.
No one loves Tebow more than me.
At this point in his career.
You love Dick on. More than you love Tebow, though, don't you?
Absolutely.
You know Dick?
Oh, yeah. Dick
LeBeau?
Oh, yeah. Dick LeBeau is a freaking. I love him, man. 18 years old, and he still gets it up. He can go unbelievable. Gangster. Think about his defense, how they play. He gets them up ready to play good defense. He's an unbelievable guy. I love Dick LeBeau. So I think the Warriors have a tougher time. Look at the conferences. Look at them, Covey. Think about the Lakers, where they're going to be next year. Look about the Pelicans. I think it's hard when you look at this. I think you got to give the slight edge to New England.
We got to let people weigh in on this stuff. First of all, on my hot take that prime rib is an overrated meat from the 510. Prime rib is extremely overrated. Steven, thank you. And this
it's the only one.
I hope this is coming with hands free from the 510 from a Dan Dibley, meat is overrated. That was his text at 888-957-9570.
I don't think that's Dibs. I think that's someone.
Thanks. Okay. Thanks, Steven. Thanks, Steven.
Steven, oh, wow. Like,
Steven, can you give me the buzzer on you bringing your fat voice into this?
Hey, Coase. Coase, you're like, oh, look, I didn't know that, Steven. Thanks, Steven.
Oh, my
Coase
God.
Is like, Coase is disappointed in you right now, Steven.
Yeah, very.
You ruined a bit. Go ahead, Coase.
From
you
the 650, Harris Ranch Best Steaks, Coase. I'm going to go get me some Harris Ranch steaks because I need to cleanse my palate after Steven is stepping all over me.
And if you do that, Coase, come see me. It's only 30 miles from the L-Town, Lemoore. We'll go down there and we'll hang out. I'll get you on the form.
Seriously?
Throw you up on my John Deere tractor International. Let you do a little bit of form.
Your tractor. Come on.
The L-Town, Lo. Lafayette's the L-Town, not Lemoore. I'm from the L-Town, okay?
By the way,
908, this is a great text. I said they got more holes than the Titanic. He said Titanic had one hole, moron. They didn't hit all 10 icebergs.
Thank you. 901, thank you for putting them in its place. You guys are going to owe me dinner. I'm just telling you, you guys at the end of the next year, you guys are going to be like, man, Lo, that was a great New England call. They made it to the AFC Championship.
Seriously, though, I want to ask you seriously. The Patriots' offensive personnel, is that a problem? We know they got a great defense. We know Belichick's a stud. I believe in Cam. It's a big ask. New system, COVID-19, a tough offseason program to implement a brand new system, a brand new scheme for Cam. And who's running that rock up in New England, man?
Listen, here's what you have to realize. Look
Michelle's out. Sony Michelle's out.
Let's just take you, for instance. I mean, my
Baller.
Goodness. Exactly. But you come on the morning show, and my God, people are saying, who is this friggin' dude? He's on fire because you're pushing because you know you're a stud. You know the bar set high. You understand that. You're prepared. You do all these things because you know your expectations on this morning show with Jimmy Coase that you guys are going to be very high. So you come in. What are you going to do? You're going to even kick it even higher because you know who you are. Cam Newton understands that the bar is already set very high in New England, and he's going to be just like you. He's hungry. He's going to go get it. Now, when I put it in that stem, how do you feel now, Covey? How do you feel now about New England?
I'm ready to run through a wall for you, Lo. I am. I'm ready to run through a wall for you.
You'd never do that
stroke
for Butcher Boy, I'll tell you that.
The guy called me a moron about the Titanic comment, so now I'm back. I'm back in the game. I'm back feeling good. Thank you
how about
for that
this?
Boost.
Jason from Twin Falls, Idaho, and thank you for using radio.com. It's the only way to listen to 95.7 The Game. Coase, you're wrong and out of line. You don't like prime rib? Go get yourself a salad and shut your mouth.
I love you. Thank you, Idaho. Thank you, Idaho.
Prime Let's get some phone calls. 888-957-9570. By the way, Idaho, great place. I've only been there once. I got to get back there.
Oh, my God.
From what I understand, it is more and more Californians are flooding over to Idaho. I got to get over there and see what it's all about.
They're flooding. And I changed dibs, was thinking about moving there because I talked to him. I had a place in Boise. My partner, you know, Matt Mahoney's there. Dick, he owns Dick Phillips. He owns Banbury Golf Tournament. He's number 17 in the nation, mini storage. He's there. I fly out there and see him. Idaho, I spent a lot of time there. Coase, it's booming. It's thriving. That's another place kind of like a Nashville, but it's different. And mm-hmm. It's a great college town. Idaho is a very, very thriving. Loved it. Loved that place. Bought some properties there. I like Idaho. I like
properties.
Idaho.
Plural. Look at Lowe. I got some properties in Idaho. I got a condo in Concord. Properties in Idaho.
McCall's nice, too.
There's nothing wrong. The man's successful. What are you slapping him for being successful?
Quit hating.
All over the place is all. Yeah, no, I'm not a hater.
From the 707, and I agree with this. From the 707, Costco steaks aren't bad for us poor folk. Let me tell you something. And I know this. And here's who gave me the tip. Here's who gave me the tip. Butcher Boy himself. Because Butcher Boy is the Butcher Boy because he was a butcher. So I said to him, hey, if I really want good steak, where do I go? And he said, you want the truth? He said, for the price, for what you get, Costco is the number one place to get the meat. They said it's the number one place to get the meat. So I've been buying my fillets there. But now I'm going to treat myself to the Harris Ranch beef because I want to see what the local stuff is all like. You got to do a compare and contrast, and that's what I'm going to do. Big fillet guy. All right, Steven, we got phone calls. What do we got?
Yeah, we got Dave in San Jose.
San Jose Dave, welcome in here on Coase, Lowe, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. How do you see this?
What's up, boys? Calling to chime in. I think we're forgetting that the NBA is a make or miss league, and Steph Curry and Klay Thompson are the best shooters. These guys are going to come back healthy, ready to roll. Like, let's not forget who they are. I think what it comes down to for the Warriors having a better run than the Patriots is getting a big man to protect the middle. That's what they're missing. A quick shout-out to Coase. Please tell me what's wrong with the sorry, disappointing Sacramento Kings. Buddy Hield saying he wants all the smoke. Come on now.
I hear you. A bad trip to the bubble for the Kings. Everyone thought they were going to make a run at the playoffs. They have two wins.
Didn't.
Both against New Orleans. No, they didn't.
No, they didn't. They certainly did not, Coase. Sorry, but go ahead.
I've been disappointed in their run. They've been disappointed in their run. And by the way, I think, you know, when I say in the Western Conference next year, there are probably about 12 teams that could be playoff worthy. The Kings are hoping to be one of those 12. I wouldn't even count them as one of those 12 right now. Because they're just in a state of flux. But the Warriors, I think, are a team that can do it. And Lowe brought us the question of the hour. And that is, what? Give us the question, Lowe. You're comparing two teams.
Yes,
who has a better chance at the playoffs?
Yeah, Kobe, he was talking about just, okay, where New England's going to be. No Tom Brady's been a pillar there. He's, you know, won championships there. He's gone. He's left the building. He's talking about Warriors, too. Now you got Steph going to be healthy. Klay's going to be healthy. And we're talking about playoffs. And we said, who's got a better chance of having the best run in the playoffs out of the Patriots and out of the Warriors? Coase and Kobe are on the Warriors. I believe New England has a better. They're going to go further than the playoffs than the Warriors.
God, I can't.
I don't know why you can't see it, Kobe. You laid out. Kobe, make my point for me one more time. You said the defense. They're number one defense in the league, though, Coase.
They've got guys who are sitting out this year. Yeah. You've got other teams on the move up, and you know this, Lowe. Right now, for the first time in seemingly two decades. The Patriots have some warts. And you know, when you're no longer the top dog on the sled, that people are coming after you. And they're not going to take it easy on the Patriots. And any team that's on the move up, the Bills, all those teams that think, now there's a chance for us to step on top of the Big Rock Candy Mountain, they're going to do what they can to kick the Patriots as hard and as fast down that hill as they can. They're not going to get any layups. And Kobe, nobody in the NFL is going to take it easy on the Patriots. I just don't see them being able to waltz through the AFC this coming year.
Who likes the Warriors? Honestly, Kobe, before you answer, honestly, who was one of the most hated teams when you talk about the Warriors?
Everyone loved the Warriors. Everyone loved the Warriors.
There was a lot of people always throwing stones at the Warriors. They're done. They're shot. So is there a lot of people going to feel sorry for Steph and Klay?
Look,
I'm asking you the same question.
Patriots, though, it's on a whole nother level because not only did they dominate for two decades, they also have the like that whole aura of did they cheat? You know, they've done things in a very unscrupulous way, whereas the Warriors, they built it from the ground up. Love it or hate it, that's what it was. They earned everything that they got. The Patriots, I think there's a little bit more animosity there. And here's the thing, man. Coe's made a great point. They got a lot of guys opting out. And, you know, and I said on the front end, I think they're both going to make the playoffs. I think the Patriots are – the Warriors and the Patriots. As far as who goes deeper, I would say the Warriors, but I'm not over the moon about either one of them being in the championship conversation. I'll say this, though. The Bills, they're going to be the favorite in the AFC East this year. I'm sorry. Like, they got a great defense, too. Tre'Davious White, I mean, they got some bangers on that team. And we'll see what they can do offensively.
Not worried about the Jets, are you?
Not too worried about the Jets. Not worried about the Dolphins. Sammy Darnold. Still, like, Tua and company, they're still 2 years away. You don't trade Minkah Fitzpatrick and get better. It's not how it works in the NFL. The Baltimore
Jamal
Ravens,
Adams.
Though, yeah, well, yeah, he's in Seattle now, so that's not going to be a problem.
That's what I mean, is that you get rid of good guys.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you don't trade. Thank you. You don't trade Jamal Adams for the Jets and get better. That's not how it works either. So the Baltimore Ravens, they're in the. We know they're going to be a playoff team. Steelers got Big Ben back. I think they're going to be in the hunt. I think the Titans with Derrick Henry running it down everybody's throat, they're going to be in the hunt. I think the Colts are going to be in the hunt. I'm not huge about Phillip Rivers, but they'll be there. Texans are going to be in the hunt. The Chiefs? I mean, come on. I think the Broncos, guys, Broncos are going to sneak up on some teams.
You think so? That's a scary team.
I do. Oh, yeah. You mark my words.
Yeah. How about
Broncos
the Raiders?
Are going to be tough this
How about my
year.
Raiders?
The Raiders? They got their best offense that they put together since freaking Rich Gannon was there. They got weapons
Raiders
across
got
the board, man.
But here's the thing. I think you said something a mouthful. But I look at basketball, though. The Western comp, you got to look at the West Coast.
I am.
You're talking about teams are still good. Pelicans are going to be better. There's a lot of teams that are going to be better, too. I can make that same thing. One saving grace, if you ask me, if I'm in the AFC West, if I'm in the AFC altogether, which division would I want to be in? It's the one that the Patriots in, because I still think that's the weakest division. That's why I think the Patriots still,
I agree with that.
I believe, is going to be the best.
Here's the
so
deal.
They're getting in the playoffs.
In the NBA's West, Lakers, Clippers, Denver, Houston are the top four. Oklahoma City, Utah, Dallas, and Portland is now the eight. Of those eight, who's fallen out of the playoffs? Portland's only getting better because now they're healthy. They were on the outside looking in because Nurkic was gone the whole year. They had injuries to Collins. They weren't 100%. Now that they're back, does anyone think Dallas is falling out of it with Luka Doncic? Does anyone think Utah's falling out of it with Rudy Gobert and Mitchell? Does anyone think Oklahoma City is falling out of it? Who's not going to be? Phoenix is on the way up with Devin Booker and DeAndre Ayton. San Antonio was San Antonio, although I don't think they're going to be playoff caliber next year. Memphis is on the way up. New Orleans is on the way up. Golden State's still better than those teams, but I want to know who's falling out of the playoff picture in the Western Conference.
They're infinitely better than those teams. How about the Oklahoma City Thunder? Who had them winning 43 games this year? It's a great story, but I don't think that that's built to last long term. Utah Jazz, Gobert and Mitchell, who knows what's going to happen there? And they haven't been great in the bubble. I think that's a team trending in the wrong direction. And look, teams like Memphis, Phoenix,
they won 61%
Spurs, Pelicans,
of their games.
Hang on.
Trending in the wrong direction. They won 61% of their games.
I'm talking about in the bubble. The Jazz have slipped in the bubble. That's what I'm saying. I know they don't have Bogdanović right now, but I'm just saying in the bubble. And then there's that disconnect between Gobert and Mitchell. We know those two guys ain't feeling each other, so that's one to monitor is all I'm saying. Now, honestly, it's not supposed to be easy, right? It's not supposed to be a fait accompli, a cakewalk that you're going to be in the playoffs. But when you have Steph, Clay, Draymond, and I'll even throw Wiggins as your number four, and then all the mid-level exception, traded player exception, and a lottery pick, and a young Eric Paschal, who showed us a little something this year, and a Marquise Chriss, who came out of nowhere.
And a mid-level exception.
I got the MLE in there. I popped that MLE
Good
in there
job.
For you, Cozy.
Good
job. There you go. And the TPE, traded player exception also. They've got bullets in the chamber. They're going to get busy.
I love
they
Gobert.
What does that put you? What does that put you? I understand what you're saying.
Right in the hunt. What are you talking about? They got Hall of Fame talent.
It puts you in the hunt. It makes you just in the hunt.
That's all you need to do. We're talking about making the playoffs.
But it's still going to – it's not just going to be no cakewalk. We understand. I get what you're saying, making the playoffs, but trying to win some series in there, and that's where I think you guys are mistaken. New England's going to go further. They're going to win at least one or two playoff games. I don't know if the Warriors are going to do it. That's all. That's all I'm saying. Not that they're getting in the playoffs. They're getting in. Both teams are getting in. After the year, you guys are going to be like, how'd you pick that? And you come back.
All right.
We'll be good.
Let's let the people have their say. You can hit us on the Chilton Autobody text line at 888-957-9570. It's also our phone number. Steven, what do we got?
We got Tamir in Oakland.
All right, Tamir. Welcome in, buddy. How you doing, Tamir?
I'm good. How about you?
Doing great. Thanks for joining us. What do you got for us?
I think I hear what Lowe's saying, but I also think both teams will make the playoffs. But also, I think that where the Patriots, you guys pretty much named all the teams. They got the Titans, Baltimore, and Chiefs. I think the Raiders will be better. I think the Broncos are going to shock a lot of people. I know that I had to say when I'm a Raider fan, but I'm being a realist. And I think that to shock everybody, I think if the Lakers don't win this year, they could be a team that falls off. I could see AD leaving. So, and then it'll just be LeBron by himself, and he didn't make the playoffs last year. And Utah, I could see them splitting up because Gobert and Mitchell's not there. I think the Warriors will make the playoffs like 7 seed and get past the first round, but I don't see the Patriots getting out the wild card draft.
Tamir, thanks, man. I think the Warriors go farther than the Patriots. I will say the one team that I keep an eye on in the NBA for falling off might be Houston, because it looks like Mike D'Antoni's in the last year and won't be coming back. They have problems in the front office. They have a new owner who spent $2 billion for a team, only to see its value drop when the general manager tweeted out something about Hong Kong, Daryl Morey. You might see a change there. And so Houston might be a team. Boy, you spend $2 billion on something, and you see all the contracts you're paying. You might want to watch the bottom line when there's a pandemic. His other businesses are losing some money, and his NBA charm isn't getting him to the promised land. I'd be interested to see what Houston does in the offseason. But I want to shift gears a little bit, because Lowe's got us going towards NFL, and there's a lot of great NFL stuff going on. I know Hard Knocks started last night. We're inside of a month now from the NFL season starting September the 10th, so we should be starting to focus more on the National Football League. Steve Young was on the 49ers podcast that they have on NBC Sports Bay Area, and he thinks the 49ers they need to – they're going to be the hunted this year, right? They got to the Super Bowl last year. Some people might say, well, it was the grace of a tackle on the final play of the regular season that gave them home field advantage that allowed them to get there, but they got there. But now you're the hunted. Here's what Steve Young thinks of the 49ers and what they've got to prove in 2020.
There's an extra level of challenge this year because the rest of the league now knows that they are the kings. They're everybody's homecoming game. Every game that they play will be the biggest game that other teams play. The challenge will be put out there. And every defensive coordinator is like, these 49ers, this is the game you better. And then so everyone's hyper-focused on the 49ers. So it's just, they're going to be tested how great they are.
Well, it's interesting because I look at the 49ers schedule, and I've said this on this show, and I will say it again. I've got them going 7-0 out of the gate, if not 8-0 out of the gate. I think they're that much more powerful. The team that gets to the Super Bowl shouldn't have a schedule that allows them to do that. I think the 49ers are going to be gangbusters. But, Lo, when Steve Young says, listen, they're everyone's homecoming game. Every team is spotted for the 49ers because of what they did. How do you see that the way Steve Young presented it?
He's absolutely right. I mean, think about with the Warriors. Remember Draymond and all the guys said, hey, every night everyone's gunning for us. Every night someone's gunning for us because, hey, everyone wants to be the champs. And he alluded to that. So it happens in football, too. And I think Steve's right. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you don't have one guy, because you already know you're not having Debo, he's not going to be there opening day. As another guy, Covey, and if you don't have him, they lose game one. If there's not a contract for Kittle, let me tell you right now, they do not.
Then it changes everything. That changes everything.
They do not beat the Houston. They are not going to beat Arizona week one.
But they are going to beat the Jets, and they are going to beat the Giants when they have the back-to-back games in the
app. I can understand that. But that's not saying that you're beating the first game of your season is against who?
First game is against Arizona. against Kyler Murray, against DeAndre Hopkins, and against an aging Larry Fitzgerald. And they got a pretty good running game there in Arizona as well.
Yeah, Drake's good. Yeah, Drake's damn good.
In Covey, think about this. If you're playing early in the game, it's the first game of the season, guys are trying to get in shape, you haven't had any preseason games, how tough is it to try to tackle a mobile quarterback, and how much pressure do you put on that defense in the third and fourth quarter, trying even chasing a jackrabbit all day long?
Yeah, look, first of all, with all due respect to Steve Young, number 8, the Hall of Famer, that's not a hot take that the 49ers are the hunted. Spoiler alert, they won the NFC last year. And by the way, once we got to about the midway point of last season and the Niners were like, had the, you know, probably one of the top 3 offenses in the league and one of the best defenses as well, again, not sneaking up on anybody at that point, the verdict, you know, the word's out about Kyle Shanahan. His offense, guys running wide open all over the football field, okay? I think you're right, Lo. You know, the Kittle contract situation could get dicey. The good news there is he's not holding out, right? I mean, we have Kittle's. He's there. He's ready to play football.
Oh, yeah, he'll be there.
That they're going to work it out. So I don't know.
But would he play week 1 if the contract's not in place?
I think so. Yeah, I mean, because they're going to go on a little bit of faith that they're going to get this done. And by the way, I think they will get it done before that. I guess we'll have to cross that bridge. It's something to consider. Lo, you're right. That's a potential fly in the ointment. But right now, what do the 49ers want to be? They want to run the rock, right? They want to run the rock with Raheem and Tevin, and they got Jet McKinnon back as well. Get a little play action with Jimmy. Get some guys like Kendrick Bourne and hopefully Jalen Hurd and Trent Taylor going in the early stages of the season. Then when you get Debo in there, it's a nice seamless transition. And it's another bullet in the gun, right? That's what you're looking for if you're Kyle Shanahan. Sure. And honestly, I think Arizona is an up-and-coming team, and I hope we get the chance to talk about the Cardinals at some point this week because they are a dangerous team. But I still don't think, guys, that they're quite there yet. This would be a good measuring stick for them right out of the gate. And the kid that they drafted, Simmons, he's the George Kittle equalizer. That's the reason they went out and got him with their first-round pick. So it's going to be interesting to see how that all unfolds. I love Buda Baker on that defense as well. Honestly, I don't think that, you know, the idea that the 49ers are the hunted and got a target on their back, that's not breaking news. Of course they do. They won the NFC going away last year. So it's just about now, are you a winning culture? Has the standard in San Francisco changed? Has it gone from, boy, we hope we're in the playoff conversation, to we expect to be in the playoffs because we're that damn good? And we'll see it by the way that they come out week 1 and how they play. Personally, I think they're going to be just fine because they got a ton of talent on that football team.
Is there any thought? Remember, the Rams had the 2-year window of greatness. Last year didn't make the playoffs. Is there anyone out there who's afraid that the 49ers hit a nice window last year? It worked out in their favor. They got home field and cruised to the Super Bowl. But for some reason, that window is going to shrink because the NFC West is the most brutal division in football.
No, I'm not. I think when you look at the 49ers, Coase, and I think I understand what you're saying about the Rams. The Rams fell off the map. A lot of reason why they fell off the map is because Gurley could no longer run the ball like he once did. And once you lost Gurley, the play action, the threat of the run was gone. And now you had an average quarterback, and Jared Goff has to go out and win games.
I agree. He's number 4 on the list of quarterbacks in the division, I'll tell you that.
Right. Yeah, I agree. And so you didn't have the running game anymore. They were getting in games that they just didn't have that running game, couldn't do that. And your defense stayed on the field too much. You're 3 and out for offense. And now your defense got wore out. So I think that's what happened to them. They were still a decent team. They missed the playoff by
1. 9-7. Yeah, they were 9-7. Yeah,
exactly.
They were a winning football team.
You're right. So I just think that, no, the Niners' window is still open. They have a better defense. You're still going to be able to run the ball. So I think the Niners, no, I think they're still open for business.
This off the Chilton Auto Body text line. Mosamore smoking that good with Lowe talking 8-0. Thank you. Coase, you're tripping with the there's a major piece gone defensively. That's true, right, DeForest Buckner. They have some injury-prone guys on defense. Still not sold on Jimmy G. That's from Isaac, the PhD. That's interesting. I'm sold for what Kyle Shanahan wants him to do, right?
Yeah.
If you're telling me you have to be Philip Rivers, then I'm not sold on him. If you're telling me do what Kyle Shanahan wants, I'm sold on him.
Yeah, don't want to be Philip Rivers. You don't want to throw that.
Wait. Philip Rivers is a Hall of Fame quarterback. Philip Rivers is a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Philip Rivers is the walking embodiment of empty calories at the NFL level. Are you kidding me?
You're killing me.
Seriously? I mean, come on. Philip Rivers seems about as likable as a kick in the nuts, too, as a teammate. Give me a break.
Put some respect on his name.
Put some respect on his name when he takes the Colts into the playoffs next year.
Dude, respect for the bolo tie. Respect for the fact that he's got like 47 kids.
Yes.
Obviously, the man is bringing it. Bringing the thunder. Okay.
True to his woman.
And puts up big, quote-unquote, numbers every year. Come on, he's always barking at his teammates. And when it matters most, Philip Rivers shrinks up into the little small guy when it matters most in the playoffs.
Don't. I'm going to come through the Zoom. I'm going to choke you out.
The Chargers defeat from the jaws of victory more than any other football team in the NFL. I'll take Jimmy G all day and twice on Sunday over Philip frickin' Rivers.
Oh, my God.
Okay, tell me something. And I'm choking you out.
Choking
him out, Coach. But that says a lot, Covey, what you believe in, you know, far as Jimmy G. Because I like Jimmy G too, because I think that he's shown that he can play. I love his poise, his command in the huddle, his teammates believe in him. I love that.
He's a leader.
He's definitely a leader and a leader of men. But I'm asking you something. So why are you so comfortable after not even this guy doesn't even have two full seasons in the league? So that says a lot, though, for when you know what I'm saying, because everyone's talking about Jimmy G. Is he elite quarterback? How can people even say that? How can that's why. Now, can he be? Yes. Can he be a great one? Yes. But how's the thing? How can you judge a guy? He doesn't even have 40 starts in the league, bro.
You're asking me a question. I'd like the chance to answer it.
Yes, I'm sorry.
21-5 as a starter. 21-5 as a starter. Pretty damn good. That'll get you to the Hall of Fame. I know it's a team sport, but the quarterback is the most important position in professional sports. I firmly believe that. The dude's coming off of a torn ACL last year. And let's keep in mind, little slow start to the season, had to grow into it a little bit. By the end of the year and in those games that mattered the most, Jimmy G played great. Now, did he come up short in the Super Bowl in the fourth quarter? Yes. And that's a problem, and that's why this is such a compelling debate.
Some would say he cost him a Super Bowl. He had a wide-open receiver. He didn't hit
Jimmy
him.
G didn't give up 3 touchdowns on defense in the fourth quarter. The Niners' defense did. I just want to point that out. But there was plenty of blame to go around.
But don't praise him when he took him to the Super Bowl. I hate when people say, oh, he took him to the Super Bowl.
He was the quarterback of record.
Then why don't you say that the defense took him to the Super Bowl? But why is there – here's the deal. I'm not going to say Jimmy G is not a good quarterback. And I'm not going to say – and this is just not a shot at Jimmy G. This is a shot at all you guys for always saying, well, he took them to the Super Bowl. They ran the ball – they threw 8 passes in the NFC Championship.
You're right.
7
That's
passes.
Right.
So when everyone's like, well, he won this – why is that narrative – it chaps my you-know-what. Every time I hear someone says, well, you know what? He did this. And Coles, it's not just Jimmy G. It's every quarterback. He is the guy. Come on, Tannehill. Come on, what did he do?
Lowe picked up too many safety blitzes in his day. He's tired of those quarterbacks getting all the credit for throwing the ball down the field, because if Lowe hadn't have picked up that hot read, they'd be in trouble right now. We all know it.
Okay. Not even
Lowe, you're right. You're right. We do that too much as sports fans. The quarterback did this, the quarterback did that. But when the team loses, it's the same thing. They get I think they get a disproportionate amount of the blame. But it's the most important position in sports. I firmly believe that. I'm going to stick to it. Why I think Jimmy Garoppolo is only going to continue to get better, A, Kyle Shanahan. I mean, that's pretty obvious there. Anytime you have that head coach, it's going to make you better. His completion percentage. Dude completed 69% of his passes last year. High percentage throws. The only thing Jimmy really needs to do is cut down on the turnovers, the clunky, boneheaded plays. And the only reason we didn't see him throw more in the playoffs is he threw that egregious interception late in the first half against Minnesota. And Kyle Shanahan's like, you know what? I got a running game and a defense that's enough to win me this game. I'm not going to let 10 lose it for me right now.
Is that a sign that he doesn't have full faith in this guy then?
It's his first season as a starter. When a rookie quarterback throws interceptions,
that's my point that I'm making.
Oh, my God.
You're saying the same thing I'm saying.
But all he's done is win. The numbers are good. I've seen that. Like, I've seen it with my eyes. The guy, first of all, he passes the eye test by about a million times over. Okay, and he's doing it with –
he's handsome.
Not top level. No, that's not it. You know what I'm saying? Like a command of the huddle, like ability to read defense, all that. Like, Jimmy's got it. And let the guy – he's coming off of a torn ACL, his first full season as a starter. We're grading this guy like he should be, a 6-7 year pro. He doesn't have the body of work. But all we can go on is the evidence, Lowe. And the evidence speaks to a guy that's 21-5. He's got a 2-1 touchdown to interception ratio. Last year, 27 tugs, 13 picks. Cut down on the INTs a little bit. That's a fine
here's
season.
The deal.
He was among the top
Covey,
10 in
Covey, here's the deal.
Completion
this is from the
510. Efficiency.
This makes sense. And this is why we asked the questions about Jimmy G. He got elite money. If you get elite money, we're able to ask the question about
right.
where he stands.
That's a good
and
who was that 510? That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a very good one. And there's something else here, and Lo, I bet you can speak to it. From the 707, the Niners were a few inches away from being a wild card team. Nothing is promised. That's why when you say, hey, they got to the Super Bowl last year, there's this grand assumption that, all right, you lost the Super Bowl. Well, then the year after that, you're going to win the Super Bowl. You're going to get back to the Super Bowl. Ask Dan Marino what it was like to try to get back to the Super Bowl after he won his rookie year, and you figured, well, he's going to have a bunch more chances to win these things. He's still on the outside looking in, all right? You know what? I'd love to hear from Jerry Rice on this topic. And guess what? We'll be able to starting on Monday because Jerry Rice is back with 95.7 The Game every Monday during the football season. And it all begins this coming Monday. Jerry Rice, brought to us by Golden State Lumber, is going to be a regular here on Coz, Lo, and Dibs. And it all starts on Monday. We'll have him all throughout the entire NFL season, all the way through to the Super Bowl. And hopefully it's a great run again for the 49ers. But that's something we wanted to announce right here today, that Jerry Rice is back on 95.7 The Game. But Lo, back to the greater point about Jimmy G getting the elite money and us asking the questions. And secondarily, listen, they were a few inches away from being a wild card. And my guess is if they were a wild card last year, they weren't going to be going to the Super Bowl.
Right. And that's what people are asking. I think that's the biggest deal about this whole thing. Everyone's saying Jimmy G's a serviceable quarterback. Absolutely he is. No question. And I think what the Texans are saying, but you got elite money. You were for a moment there, you were top two highest paid quarterbacks. Now, of course, everyone since then got surpassed you. I get that. But so people are saying, look, for what we paid, should we expect more? And I think you got to give since the Niners decided to pay him, I think you got to give him time and let his body of work continue to mature. So that's why, Coz, that I'm like, look, why is everyone talking about this guy as elite? Why are we trying to put him as some elite quarterback when he doesn't even have two full seasons in? So that's why I say, look, we got to temper back expectations.
But they're built to win now. And you know that.
They're
built to win now. They're not built to win in 5 years. They're built to win now. So we don't have time, right? We don't. If you want to be honest about the team, hey, I think the text about it, nothing is guaranteed. It's not guaranteed that they're going to be healthy. You know, let's say they have everything in line. God forbid something happens to Jimmy G again. Do you think Nick Mullins is going to be the guy who takes you across the threshold? You get the wrong injury to the wrong guy at the wrong time, and your fantastic vision of what the season could be could come to a screeching halt. Robin on the Chilton Auto Body text line, who we love, comes out and says, hey, the reason that Jimmy G got paid was based on the scarcity of the position. Covey, were they in a position where they had to give him that money because he was 5-0 when he started late in the season? That one year they brought him over from the Patriots in the trade. Were they kind of cornered into, hey, he's kind of shown he's our guy, and that's the going rate for the position?
Yeah, it was timing. I'm never going to come on these airwaves and deny that Jimmy Garoppolo was the benefactor of some amazing timing. He came in, won five games on the back end of Shanahan's first season. They had given up a second round pick to get him, basically to audition him. What did he do in the audition? He passed it with flying colors. He went 5-0. At that point, what choice did they have? And we saw how, we hear a lot about Kyle Shanahan's system, and I know what a great coach and play caller and play designer he is. But what was that getting them with Brian Hoyer? What was that getting them with Nick Mullins? What was that getting them with C.J. Beathard? Not a whole hell of a lot. It was only when 10 came in and started taking over at that position did they actually start winning football games. And I know he got off to a bit of a slow start the season afterwards. Then he tears his ACL. That's just a total wash for me. That season is a complete washout. It's a complete mulligan. Last year, fourth full season as a starter, coming off of an ACL injury, and I thought the guy played really, really good. I'm not going to say Jimmy G played great last year. He played really good. But for a guy in his first full season as a starter, in this system, doing what's required of you, I think Jimmy Garoppolo, by leaps and bounds, earned everything he got. Now, it's tough when you get paid up front. It's kind of like those guys like Bradford and Jamarcus Russell, who got the rookie contracts before they'd ever thrown a pass.
Yeah.
He was the benefactor there. But I still think the guy's done everything you've asked of him.
All right, what's coming up? We got to run because we got to step aside real quick here. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Safeway. We'll get more on the NFL and the 49ers, the direction they're going. Also, Hard Knocks got started last night. Did you know Hard Knocks got started last night? They're focusing on the L.A. teams. It's a two-team plurality this time. It's the Chargers and the Rams. And something was said by Anthony Lynn that was very interesting. We'll get into that and whether or not the NFL will have a season that goes all the way through 16 games. Plus, the Barry Bonds record-setting 762 home run ball is up for auction. Clearly, the owner of that ball listens to Kozlow and Dibbs and is one of the billions, because we were talking about it just the other day. That's all coming up here on Kozlow and Dibbs. At Safeway, they offer a wide variety of USDA-certified organic products. Head in now. Look for the organic, the O-Organic brand in every aisle. Right now, with your club card, pick up some O-Organic uncured Angus beef franks for $5.99. Safeway. Come in and explore. Ryan Covey's in for Dan Dibley. I'm Jim Cozumel with Lorenzo Neal. We'll take your calls and your texts when we continue on 95.7 The Game.
Now back to Coz, Low, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, for you parents out there, is school starting for you today? My daughters are going back to school today, and by that I mean they're going to be in their rooms on their iPads doing it virtually. But you know what? I'm glad they're up and running again. I'm glad the kids have something to do. And I'm one who is more comfortable with what's happening out there. I would like the schools to be open, but it's a first step out there. First day of school for many of you out there. I hope you have a blessed day. I hope you have a wonderful time and a wonderful day, and we can get into some semblance of normalcy and cadence. Because I'll tell you, Covey, that's the biggest thing, man. It's every day's the same, and it's unstructured. I like the fact that it gets a little bit more structured now for the kids going back to school, even if it's in their own rooms.
No doubt about it. And I think, you know, with a lot of the homeschooling going on the last 5 months, a lot of parents realize, wait, maybe we should pay our teachers a little more. These are pretty important jobs that these guys are doing. My sister's a teacher, and so it's a profession that I have a ton of respect for. And absolutely, I agree with you, Coz. I'd love to see the kids back at school. We'll get it, though. We'll get there. You know, it's getting a little tedious. I will agree to that on the front end. But, you know, patience, Grasshopper, patience.
Well, I guess, but we got to get out there and live life, and that's one of the key things that we all have to do. That's a big piece to the puzzle. All right, a lot going on out there. We just heard from Steve Young and the 49ers. We were getting into some National Football League stuff. But we also have the issue of the Big Ten of the Pac-12. They are not going to be playing football in the fall. And I know, Lorenzo, we've talked about your son going to Purdue and how that all played out, and whether or not they're going to move things back. I know that there won't be any football in the fall in the Big Ten. They may try to play it in the spring. For the Pac-12, it's no sports until January 1st. Now, the way I read that is that means that, you know, basketball, men's and women's basketball, and those winter sports start in November. Is that to say that there are no sports at all through January 1st? Now that it's a reality, Lo, is that something that you know, are you and your son talking on a regular basis, just saying, hey, how are we going through this? What is our next step? Because your son has his sights set on a different prize, right?
He does, and this is one of those setbacks. You know, I told him a setback is nothing but a setup for a comeback. He's graduated already from an engineering program from Purdue, so he graduated in 4. So he was going to come back for his 5th year, redshirt year, and play, because he wanted to make sure that, you know, had the right tape, because had a little setback last year. So, yeah, this is tough. This is tough for a lot of young men that have expectations to go to the next level. So now it's the time to just train and get in great shape. He's still taking some classes, and, you know, start your, you know, the next level, you know, do a grad school and just try to continue to, you know, develop as a young man and also develop his skills just working. So it's going to be interesting to see how it shakes out, Coz. You know, they're going to move it back and just don't know. You know, he still wants to play, but how much would he play? Is it the whole season? Is it 4 games, 5 games? We haven't had that discussion, but this just it really just put a lot of institutions, a lot of schools, a lot of players, coaches, a lot of people are, you know, as being affected. I know coaches that, you know, that from, you know, smaller schools that, you know, that were going to get $2 million or $2.7 million to play a big school, you know, Covey, and now you got to realize $2.7 million to a small school. school, that pays all the salaries, that pays for scholarships, and now you're not getting that. So a lot of these schools are going to suffer. This trickle-down effect, Coase and Covey, is really, really, we haven't even seen it yet, what it's going to mean.
Yeah, and I go low, and I appreciate you bringing that perspective, and when you put the human touch on it as it applies to your son, it's when it hits home. I went on these airwaves the other night, and I'll just say on the front end, I thought it was a little bit reckless to play college sports this year. Now I'm one of those people that kind of has a problem with the machine that is college football in particular, and the way that I think they exploit the student athletes and, you know, the financial interests and all that. There's a lot of shadiness going on there. I know I'm not breaking any
news.
Right. So with that in mind, with that kind of always as the backdrop with the way that I view collegiate athletics, it would seem reckless this year. And I don't want to hear some chancellor telling me that it's in, or some athletic director telling me that it's in the student's best interest, because rarely, if ever, is that the case that they actually have the student's best interest. Now, I do need to take apart, you know, take the perspective of, what about your son? You know, will he miss out on a season of playing football? What does this do to his possibility at the next level? There's a lot of factors at play in this. I'm just personally low. When I factor all the evidence together and I come back with my verdict, I just feel like the Pac-12 and the Big 12 got this right. No football in the fall. Let's reassess in the spring. And, you know, it falls under the non-essential to me, Lo. And I get it. It's essential to the coaches. But I feel like is it reckless? And what's it all for? So, you know, these institutions, so USC can make a bunch of millions of dollars. Like, it just doesn't sit right with me. It feels dirty.
And I do understand what you're saying, Covey, and I think you make some very, very valid points. And I look at it, and, you know, me and my son, we had this conversation. He goes, interesting, Dad, that, you know, coaches don't want to hear you necessarily hear our voice. But then when it comes to playing football, they want to play. Now all of a sudden, you're putting the kids at the forefront to say, let them still play, because, of course, they love sports. So my son's a little older, so he understands that. So he's like, look, it's interesting now. They want to hear these guys step up and say, let's play, and coaches. And I it's not about football to me. Covey, the biggest thing, right, is think about the trickle-down effect. Title IX. Think about women's sports. Think about young kids that
a lot of
would
sports
have been
gonna
getting
get knocked
stopped.
Out.
Exactly.
We're going to lose
but
a lot of kids playing their games.
A lot of kids, Coase, and a lot of kids that come from different sides of the track that would have been afforded a scholarship and getting an opportunity to not just better themselves, but to better themselves for the future and change things for them. Think about if I didn't have sports, or if the Ray Lewis or the LTs or, you know, certain guys, Jerry, think about the generational wealth we're able to create for our families and opportunities because of being blessed to be able to play sports. So you're going to have a huge amount
or
of people
get a degree from a college.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Many of these
yeah.
people maybe wouldn't have gotten into a certain college except
no
for their
question.
Athletic ability, and
no
they
question.
Changed their families, which to me is the greater, is really the greater loss. Guy who plays pro sports is a very small, minuscule percentage. And Ryan, if I could just take the other side of the argument to play or not play, coaches have pointed out these players are in a virtual bubble. They're together. They're tested every other day. They're with each other. They're not out and about. Now that they have nothing and no structure, now they're going to be going to an on-campus party, hanging out with friends. Now something could go wrong. So the argument from the football side is actually a health. They're saying for the player, a healthier version, because they are in a bubble. But with that said, I have to step aside. We've got breaking news in the National Football League. And nice guy Steven, can I get a breaking news sounder, my friend?
95.7 The Game Breaking News. Brought to you by the Dell Technologies Small Business Conference. Go listen at radio.com/Dell.
I don't know who to portion this out to. Should I give nice guy Steven, you want to give the good news?
Sure, I could do that.
Do that. Why don't you do that? You be the guy, or I can have Curly do it.
This is from Ian Rappaport on Twitter. Hang on, the news sounder's going to go? Okay. The 49ers are bringing in wide receiver Tavon Austin for a workout with hopes to sign him. Sources tell me and Mike Garofalo, the former Cowboys and Rams speedster, could land in SF if it all works out. So from Ian Rappaport, Tavon Austin is doing a workout with the 49ers.
Tavon Austin, 49er fans, do you like that? Or would you rather they bring in a guy who knows Kyle Shanahan and Taylor Gabriel? They were together with the Atlanta Falcons. Do you like Tavon Austin? Low initial thought. You just heard it. Tavon Austin coming for a workout with the 49ers. Speedster, is that what they need?
Yes, and why do you think they're doing it? Because Debo is not going to be ready, and so exactly. You need to get a receiver. And this is my point that I'm making. If you don't have Debo opening day, it's going to be tough. And so they're saying, yeah, we got some receivers, but do we have a guy that we can depend on right now? If I ask you guys, which receiver did you think that you can depend on out of the receiving corps that you can go to, who is it? So Kyle Shanahan
Pettis.
Understands.
I'm going with Pettis. I'm sticking by my second round pick.
Shoot, I'm going to go with a guy who's not even playing, Jalen Hurd. I mean, you know, when he was well, he looked like he could be pretty good. You know, Covey blocked on the goal
Kendrick
line.
Kendrick Bourne, anyone? Come on. We just forgot about Kendrick Bourne?
I like
First
Bourne.
First we forgot about Dre. Now we forget about Kendrick Bourne. Okay, go ahead, Lo. I'm sorry.
Wow.
I think Bourne's exciting player.
You're not an Ayuk guy? You're not an Ayuk guy already?
Ayuk is young. We got to see what he can do. Yeah, I got to see it first. But, yeah, so I think that that's why they're making this move. You look at it and saying, hey, let's get some depth. Let's make sure we got some competition at the receiver position. So I could see this as a stopgap move for the Niners.
You know what? I agree with you on the stopgap, but it's a pretty good stopgap. You get a veteran guy coming in there. You hope he's going to be a good guy in the room, but first he's got to pass his workout and see how it fits. But Covey, how do you see it with what the 49ers? And this came from Ian Rappaport. The 49ers are bringing in Tavon Austin for a workout. How do you see this?
Yeah, Tavon Austin, I did a little quick math here for you boys. Tavon Austin has a grand total of 34 catches the last three seasons in the NFL. So not a lot to get excited about. I actually saw Taylor Gabriel play a lot in Chicago with the Bears, and Gabriel was really good. I would have been a more of a fan of Gabriel. I think with Travis Benjamin, you know, the former return man, deciding to opt out and not play this season, I think they are looking for a bit of a stretch guy, a little bit of a go route guy. Marquise Goodwin, who, you know, got shipped off to the Eagles, who's not playing this year either. So they do have that slot to fill, that role to fill in this offense. I just don't know that Tavon Austin has ever been that guy. He's always been more of a gadget guy, an end-around guy. I know he got the big contract with the Rams. They paid him like a number one. He got like $11 million back in the day. He signed a big contract with the Rams. It was $24 million over 3 years, and it was like they tried to hoodwink everybody into thinking they had a number one receiver just because they paid him like one, but they didn't actually have one. He's always been a gadget guy for me. I mean, you know, there's a reason why Austin hasn't been on an NFL, you know, wasn't on an NFL roster. I'm not crazy about the move. I don't think that he's going to be an impact player with this football team one way or another. It's intriguing, and I think the bigger point, Lo, is that they're out bringing in some bodies at the wide receiver position. That's more telling to me that they feel like they've got some holes that they need to plug quick, fast, and in a hurry.
And that's what I was telling you, Coz. It's a stopgap. Just a guy there's going to fill up a motion, you know, fill up a need right now temporarily. Come in and compete because you don't know what you have at the receiver position. So I need guys going to come in and compete. So if he's a veteran guy, he's getting the opportunity to come in and compete. That's all you want as a veteran.
I know Covey, you said, well, you know, you look at his last 3 years, he hasn't been much. Part of that was he played for Dallas. It's not like they had the most extreme scheme when it came to finding or getting wide receivers open. They also acquired a number one wide receiver from the Raiders, and so it's not like Austin was going to be the lead dog on any sled. Hold on.
It's the NFL. So, okay,
But in 2016, his best year, he was playing for a guy who was an offensive genius, right? McVay is an offensive genius. Everyone thinks the guy sees the game differently. He's got the great memory, recalls every play that he's ever called, back to when he was in Philadelphia. I get it. Now he's with a like-minded coach, Kyle Shanahan. Is there some hope that maybe you say when he was with a great offensive mind in Sean McVay, they got production out of him? When he goes to a guy that doesn't know what's going on in Dallas, they didn't get anything out of him. Now he's coming to a team that might be able to utilize his skills a little bit better.
Sure, I will give you that, absolutely. Are you asking me, will I take Kyle Shanahan over Jason Garrett as far as offensive play acumen? Yes, absolutely, all day and twice on Sunday. But this is the NFL in 2020, and even, you know, 2019, 18, whatever. Like, the guys throw the football a ton. Dak Prescott was throwing the rock a bunch. If Tavon Austin was worthy of getting some of those looks over guys like Cole Beasley and at the time 78-year-old Jason Witten, then he would have been getting more run. I don't think Tavon Austin gets separation for a guy guy that's as fast as he is, you know, we know he's a smaller guy. He only goes about 5'8", not particularly physical. When you bump, when you press on him, Tavon Austin, the play's basically over. If he can get behind you, he can get open. That's about it. That's why Kyle Shanahan is probably the right coach for him. I will give you that, Coz, because Kyle likes to run a lot of those end-arounds. We've seen it with Debo. We've seen it with a lot of different guys. I think that's how he'll be deployed, kind of more as a gadget guy. Maybe you get him the ball in the slot a little bit and see what he can do. But as far as, like, crisp route running, things like that, and getting separation, never been Tavon Austin's cup of tea. So I think he's, you know, he's a lower-tier player for me. No disrespect to the guy. It just kind of is what it is. But I do think Kyle Shanahan can utilize him a lot better than Jason Garrett did. I will give you that 100%.
All right, now hold on real quick, because I got to get us legal here. Let me get us legal, and then we'll reset, and then I'll get to you, Lo, in just a second. But you are listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. It is a radio.com sports station. Coz, Lo, and Dibs here on a Wednesday. Ryan Covey in the rest of the week. Dan Dibley has taken the week off. He's got some fun and games that he's going to become involved in. But we're all going to circle back to this tweet from Ian Rappaport at Rap Sheet. The 49ers are bringing in wide receiver Tavon Austin for a workout with hopes to sign him. Sources tell me and Mike Garofolo, the former Cowboys and Rams speedster, could land in San Francisco if all works out.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.